Okay, how are you guys doing with that? You need more time or you're good?
Good.
You're good. Okay. So Shauna is back. The internet went down and she's come back with her iPad, and I don't know if you can hear us, but we can't hear you or see you. So you can either put a chat in here or send me another text if there's anything we can do to help. Or if you can hear us, just let us know that you can hear us.
Hey.
Okay.
Hello.
Well, we've got image.
Is connecting to audio.
Yeah. Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, your image is very jerky. And if you have
Yeah.
any difficulty hearing us, you can try turning off your camera to get a little more
Yeah.
bandwidth.
I may, sorry, I'm just going to try to put my headphones in. I may do that. Yeah, the internet just died. Sorry. It
No
just.
problem. Thanks for finding a way back.
Well, thanks for letting me back in.
Course. So, what you missed, Sean, is that we just spent a few minutes thinking about one or two of the values that we came up with last time and considering what fosters or encourages those values in terms of people, places, things, activities, and so on. So you've all got a short list of some things that are helpful for that.
So say it again. I think I took off in a different direction. Things that are important to us from, and I just put things that are important to us in life.
Okay, so that's what we did a couple weeks ago, right? And so you got a few of those. So now what we were looking at is what sorts of activities or places or people or things encourage or foster those important things to you to happen.
So, well, what I did is I took something, a specific thing that's important to me, and this is ridiculous. I have to get my glasses.
Well, what we're looking at here is different ways that we can bring these factors into our lives.
Well, okay. I'll just see if this is on the
Yeah,
thing.
give us an
It
example.
wasn't around meditation. It was around, I put singing with people.
Perfect.
The list I put was singing with friends who like to create, being vulnerable, support of each other, playfulness, sharing, love of music, vulnerable. Oh, I did vulnerability again. Do you think that's important? Vulnerability, community, willingness to be in a leadership position. Or not being able to follow and take directions. And that's where it stopped.
Okay, that's perfect. That's part one. So you've identified some things about singing with people that are why you like singing with people, right? Or were those all, that was just the first thing?
That's why I like singing with people.
Okay, good. So then you take one of those things, maybe vulnerability, because that one came up twice, or any
Yeah.
of them. And then list other things that share that. So you get that from singing with people. Do you get that from any other activities? Or are there people that support and encourage vulnerability,
Okay,
say?
I see.
So we're noticing that you like singing with people because of these things. Are there other things that you can find these things in addition to singing with people? And for now, just pick one thing for as an example. Or maybe vulnerability isn't the easiest one to start with.
Uh-huh.
Or something like community, you know.
I was just gonna say community is. Yeah.
Do you meet with friends? Do you go to church? Do you, what things can you think of? Things, places, events, people, anything in which you feel that sense of community. Mm-hmm. And you're still working on that, Uncle Don, or are you good? You're good. Okay. So I'll let you keep doing that, Debbie. Now that, I'm sorry I wasn't clear on that.
No, you were clear. I get it now that you said it.
I'm not sure I was clear, but anyway, we've got there. So now, what you can start doing is looking when you're making decisions or making plans or just wanting to increase these factors in your life, you can look at some of these things that you've come up with in which you can find these values. And know that these are things that are going to provide some of that value to you. So if we were doing a couple of hours workshop on this, you would make lists like this for a number of the important aspects of a number of the important values. And then start seeing where they overlap. And what we're doing is identifying places, specific things, places and people and activities that you can do to bring even more of these factors into your life. And especially if they're things that you don't have enough of. You know, if you need more, say we need more family time. And your job doesn't give you family time. I don't know if any of us is in that position, but you would be able to identify other ways of finding good family time besides the job where it's not happening. So we're sort of creating a pool of things that you can draw on to have these important factors more and more in your life. And if you are also working on a list of things that hinder those factors, you can avoid those. You know, if there are, I like to take my time and not be rushed. And if I have a friend who is always pressuring me to hurry up, maybe I want to spend a little less time with that friend. So we can increase the people, places, things that foster these important things to us, and we can decrease the things that hinder. And of course, there are many things we can't control. So we can't just say, okay, you know, I'm going to quit my job and find one where I, you know, have more time with my family. For the things that we can't control, we can start balancing with things that we can. If we're not getting what we want out of the job, maybe we can get it from somewhere else now that we've identified what it is that we're looking for. Does that make some sense? And remember that these values are ideas, they're not behaviors. So, you know, if you can't get together with your choir physically to sing, that doesn't mean that you don't have that value in your life. It means that you can't do that behavior that brings that value. So is there another way that you can create that value? Maybe you can all get together on Zoom and at least have the community. We don't want to get stuck with thinking, I can't do this thing. or I can't have this thing, or I can't be with this person, and therefore I can't have that value in my life. Because now we're seeing that we can try and find that elsewhere.
That's good. I like that.
Good. I don't know why it's difficult to talk about. I think I need to refine my language a little bit. But yeah, it feels important to me to do this. And I'm doing it myself here. You know, I've got my list. And we can slowly, little piece by piece, align more of what we do with the things that are important to us and that make us happy. And we can start to shed some of the things that don't. I see a thumbs up from Sean. Excellent. If you feel like a challenge, you might look at your list, or perhaps it is coming to mind now that the juices are flowing, and see if there's one thing that you can do this week. It can be a very small thing. You know, don't decide to quit your job. but maybe, you know, I could make sure that I spend some time having my cup of tea in the morning and looking out the window, and just make sure I schedule an extra 15 minutes into my morning for that. So see if there's just one thing that you can do. And when you do it during the week, notice that you're doing it. And notice if it indeed is making you feel good. And enjoy it. And then I would encourage you throughout the week and the coming weeks to from time to time, come back and think about this process we've been through. Perhaps you have a sufficient list of important values that you've identified, or maybe you want to explore that a little more. Work on aligning more and more of your activities to things that are important to you. And this doesn't mean stopping one thing and starting another necessarily. It could be tweaking what you're doing a little bit. And that's up to you to figure out. But we can make a lot of change with just little intentional decisions.